What is up, y'all? What is good? Let's start over. What is up, y'all? What is good? This is Miss Lyra Podcast, and I am sitting here with Mr.
Steven Reese.
From?
From Torch Fitness and Elevate.
All right. Yeah. So clap it up for him being on the show. He agreed to be on the show. Let me get closer to you guys for those who are watching. Yeah, let's get a little up close and personal. Do you guys see us now?
All right.
There we go. So, we just finished working out. He definitely has put me through workout torture. Is that the reason why it's like torch? We're going to make you feel the burn?
Yeah, you're going to burn it. You're going to burn calories. You're going to burn a lot of stuff. So yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it because... but I enjoy it. I enjoy it because I need to lose weight. I have gotten fat. And it's time to take on a better path towards health success.
Yeah, and you've done really well. You know, you've come in,
thank you.
Been able to do everything that I've asked.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of finding that happy median of, you know, what feels good, what's too much, what's the body ready for, all of that stuff. So
thank you. And you've been doing an excellent job getting me there. I have not worked out in probably 3 or 4 months.
Mm.
And to get back into doing it and really enjoying
for sure
what there is for us in these workouts is great. So how often do you do your workouts here with us?
Yeah, so here at the complex, it's once a week. Mm-hmm. So it's on Tuesdays, 7 o'clock, and basically about 30-45 minutes that we do. And, you know, warm up, definitely.
Yeah.
Get the body ready for what we're going to do and, you know, basically just get through it.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoy it. I wish you guys, or I wish you could come back more often. But we'll take what we can get.
Yeah, right. it's kind of like, you know, two sides of the coin, you know, it's being here and kind of giving the guidance and all of that.
Yeah.
And then also having the opportunity to come in on, you know, on people's own time and whatnot to be able to get their own work. And, you know, it's sometimes it can be actually a little bit more, you know, motivating, or, you know, just have that positive feeling because they did it on their own kind of thing.
Mm-hmm,
so, so there's two sides of the coin, but, you know, having that little extra push.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, it helps me a lot just to get through. Like, normally I don't work out for an hour. I may work out for like 30 minutes
sure.
and then I'm done. So to have somebody there like motivating you, it really helps.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So just to go ahead and let everyone else know where we do our fitness training at is the Market Crabtree. For anyone who wants to join, just let me know. If you want to join in with our workouts, and I'll see about what I can do about getting us in the class.
Yeah, it's a really nice complex. The gym's really nice.
Yeah.
You know, there's open space, there's dumbbells, there's machines, cardio machines, weight machines. So there's a lot of good stuff here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy it a lot. I agree. Well, let's get to why we actually are here. So the first thing we want to get to is the tragic death. I hate to go straight into it, but it's been so heavy on my mind.
Sure.
The tragic death of Kobe Bryant.
Mm.
How did you feel when you heard that he died in a helicopter?
Yeah, it was a pretty big shock. A couple of buddies of mine, we were just out at dinner.
Yeah.
And just kind of just shooting the breeze, whatever, and one of the guys is on his phone and just kind of had a text from one of his buddies and just sent it over. And at first I didn't believe it. You know, it's like dude's, you know, in his 40s.
Right.
Big, you know, big time guy. And I mean, you hear about this stuff, unfortunately, you know, more regularly. But, you know, big time people, celebrities, you know, everything gets talked about these days. But yeah, it was pretty big shock. A lot of times you have to confirm that these things are, you know, true, right?
Yeah.
Some people will just put stuff out there just to get you know, clicks and whatnot, but but yeah, it was pretty shocking for sure.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the reason, and I kind of stated this on my Instagram post, is that, you know, I played basketball back when I was younger before I hurt my knee, And like, he was the person I aspired, as many I'm sure that play basketball aspired to be. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what? Like, yeah. It was just, and it was such a random death. Mm-hmm. And then his daughter died as well.
Yeah, like, when the more news came out and just kind of just had more information about it, yeah.
To be honest, not that it is ever a right time to announce it, but like, to hear it and then hear the next, mm-hmm. it just hit even harder.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Completely.
They seem very close. I don't know, do you have any children?
No.
You don't?
No, but I mean, you know. I mean, I got a niece who's like a couple months old, so yeah. You know,
so, yeah,
it's a totally new ball game when you got kids.
So. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. And I don't have any, but I, like you said, I do have close family members who are young, and
yeah.
it's sad. And I was a daddy's girl, so to see like, you know, that happen where they died together,
right? Oh, yeah,
it's like I forget about it,
mm-hmm.
and then you know it's posted everywhere.
Yeah,
so then it's like.
Yeah, you'll hear about it for a while. I mean,
yeah.
this especially because, you know, this time of season, you know, basketball is huge right mm-hmm. now. I mean, football's almost done. There's mm-hmm. only one more game left, and obviously it's a big one. But, you know, basketball is kind of getting to its prime time of the year. So
yeah.
it's going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
So, and rightfully so. I mean, you know, he's anybody in your, like, in teens, 20s, early 30s. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody knows the name.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the post where LeBron James, like, was walking. He heard the news and he started crying. And, like, he was actually the last person, one of the last people mm-hmm. that Kobe saw before his flight on the helicopter
gotcha.
The previous night.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know that they were that close.
Yeah. I mean... Again, those big time people, especially when they're on like opposing teams a lot, you
yeah.
know, that kind of thing. You never really know how close, you know, players are,
yeah.
Or just people at that caliber
mm-hmm.
are
mm-hmm.
Until you get like insight to their background or their story, or you see something like this. I mean, these guys,
yeah.
I mean, they're around each other regardless of what team they're on. They get traded. They, you know, they mm-hmm. go back and forth and. You know, all levels of different athletics. I mean, you're gonna, even kids, you know, you play with people growing up your whole time, so you just know the names, you know the people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, play on the same team for sure. I mean, they definitely seemed like they were close. So,
yeah. It was very tragic to even mm-hmm. see that. We know that he's had a lot of impact on the fitness world, like
yeah.
just his ambition to be in the gym. I mean, I don't know if anybody else knows, but like this man would like play a game and then go to the gym and work out and practice
yeah.
until like 3 a.m. Like he didn't
yeah.
just play a whole game
mm-hmm.
and won the game. But I'm like, you punishing yourself. You should be having victory. But
sure.
he's like, no, there's still more work to be done.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that type of work ethic that he had has a big impact on people in the fitness world?
I mean, if they hear about it,
yeah.
you know, a lot of times it's not broadcast as much, you know,
yeah.
and they make stuff look so easy. So,
right.
you know, if you hear about it, it's like, oh, well, you know, it's easy for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it's not easy for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these high caliber players, athletes, whatever. I mean, they put in an obnoxious amount of work to
yeah.
be able to play consistently at that level and at that age.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, your body changes like crazy in your 30s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you can still play at high levels, I'd say any sport, at that age, you're having to really work hard. But a lot of people don't realize it. I mean, how much
yeah.
they're actually doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, when it goes into like the day to day of what he did to just stay on the pinnacle of his success,
mm-hmm.
it just feels like it inspires anybody to want to continue to be on that path. You know
right.
what I mean? Do you feel like that's kind of how you maneuver when you work out and things of that nature?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's honestly everything about working out, exercising, you know, is all based on goals. So,
yeah.
you know, whatever goals you have, you know, you got to have those habits and to match what mm-hmm. your goals are. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, you know, and that's kind of honestly whatever, that's what makes people exercise. You know, people who aren't exercisers, you know, might think in their head, they look, see somebody and be like, well, how are you guys exercising? You know, how do you enjoy that? Or why do you enjoy right. it? Or that kind of thing. Well, it's like, well, I enjoy it because I have a reason that I'm doing it.
Right.
You know, so for him, it was to be the best that he could be and, you know, be at that caliber at any stage of life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those were his goals. So, yeah, for me, you know, I've got certain goals, you know, be able to do certain things. And all the things that I do are for that.
Yeah.
So, so yeah, I mean, it's might not look the exact same mm-hmm. for anybody, mm-hmm. but if you've got goals to be at certain places, then you gotta
push for it.
You gotta do that.
Yeah. It's all about purpose. Like, you know, when we work out, the purpose is because we want to have more healthy living. We want to live longer. I mean, you look at the statistics of cancer patients. It seems like it's more and more I'm hearing that people are dying from cancer. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, not only that, diabetes mm-hmm. or, you know, heart health issues.
Yep.
Those things make you say, no, I do not want this
right.
problem.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's a huge, you know, and there's so many, I mean, cancer kind of being outside of the story, but a lot of health things that people are dying from are completely avoidable.
Yeah.
You know, they're just, it's all healthy habits and the behaviors that people choose to do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's the habits that are because of lack of knowledge, mm-hmm. you know, or lack of wanting to know. Mm-hmm. That's a huge thing too, is, you know, it's not just having the knowledge, but having the desire to want to know.
Yeah.
To be able to do that. But yeah, there's a ton of things that are completely avoidable or dramatically easy, you know, to bring the risk down mm-hmm. just by, you know, behaviors.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree with that. And that's really a good reason to get back into mm-hmm. being fit and healthy.
Yeah. And there's exercise professionals that are certified in certain, you know, medical treatments as well. You mm-hmm. know, people see exercise as just like just doing things,
yeah.
you know, just exercising. But, you know, there's something out there it's a massive movement that's called Exercise is Medicine. Mm-hmm. And it's by the American College of Sports Medicine. So it's one of the largest fitness and exercise organizations. Mm-hmm. And they've coined and claimed this term as exercise is medicine. And it is. I mean, there's so many studies, research that is out there that says it improves all of this.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's, you know, it's endless in how much it actually helps people out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, I'm all about, you know, feeling like it's necessary for us, because I mean, now you think about sciatica, you know, nerve, pinched nerves, things
sure.
in your back, which your back is the most vital portion of your body.
Yeah, like, it's kind of important.
If you mess that up, it's like over. Mm-hmm. You know, I think like stretching is a good way to interpret exercise being like medicine.
Right.
You know, medicine itself, to me, it's a chemical you're entering in your body daily. Mm-hmm. And so I would rather prevent that by just maybe feeling some physical strain at the moment,
right.
but like it's allowing me to still feel
yeah.
good afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. The benefits horribly out, or amazingly, I should say, outweigh the negatives to you know, that people might have in their heads about fitness, exercise, all that kind of stuff.
I agree. So let's get into Torch Fitness.
Yeah.
And is it Elevated Fitness, you said?
So it's Torch Fitness. We're actually under Valley Living, part of Valley Living, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is basically a resident or apartment complex concierge type of a service, and free to residents where, mm-hmm. where we're kind of connected. And, you know, a lot of places are, whether it's yoga or like a circuit class that we have here. So it's like Circuit Nabs here, mm-hmm. Other places. And sometimes we'll rotate through. We might have yoga towards the tail end of last year. Yoga was here. Mm-hmm. And there's just a lot of different variety of different types of classes that Torch and Valley Living offer.
Okay.
So there's just complexes, make connections with them, mm-hmm. or vice versa, and just basically provide more services to residents so that they can, you know, have a happier and a better place to live where that supports whatever their goals are. You know, here we're in a business office, so supporting people's business life, but also, you know, supporting their healthy habits in the gym. That's really what it's all about, is just trying to give people the opportunity to be their best self.
I like that. I like that a lot.
For free.
For free. Yeah. Listen, you cannot
complimentary.
Beat that.
Yeah.
It is for free.
Yeah.
So the concierge, where there's a fitness, and apartment complex.
Yeah.
I guess you could say partnership.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Is that like new, like in the fitness world?
It's definitely out of the ordinary, I would say. You know, because a lot of apartment complexes, you know, they have like this clause in there where people can't come in and provide services and get paid for it and all that kind of stuff. So it's definitely, I wouldn't necessarily call it new, but I would call it atypical.
Okay.
You definitely don't see it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a lot of complexes will provide the gyms and say, here you go. It's available to you. But having somebody who comes in and, you know, actually certified and knows a lot of stuff about it and can help motivate and all of that, then it's definitely atypical. It's not common at all. New, I don't know if it's new, but there's not many places that do it.
It's not, it's just not a lot that does it.
Right.
So what made you want to work for... Torch Fitness and specifically in that area of fitness industry?
Yeah, so I enjoy group fitness, number one.
Yeah.
You know, not only taking it, but teaching it at the same time. So it was kind of like a nice little meld, a nice little connection. Then, you know, they reached out to me and with my background and whatnot, they thought that, you know, there would be a good fit there. And I agreed, and I thought it was a great opportunity. And kind of like to the point of the thing earlier is, it's uncommon to be here, and so it really allows for totally new environment for not only residents, but, you know, just honestly me as well. There's wide variety of different people that lives in, you know, apartment complexes. You know, it could be people that are building a house that are, you know, really established, or maybe they have you know, lots of exercise or history, and some people that have almost none.
Yeah.
But it's here, and it's something that, you know, can be a great opportunity to introduce people to, whether it's machines or dumbbells or just body weight exercises. You know, there's a way to just introduce people to things that they've never tried before in a comfortable environment.
Yeah.
You know, rather than going to like a big gym where, you know, everybody's there, and especially in the beginning of the new year, right?
Right.
You know, there's a ton of people there. There's a ton of stuff going on. So, you know, in a smaller space like this, it can feel a little bit more comfortable and cozy. So that was another thing that was really nice about it.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I personally think it's an awesome, easy way to just get to a workout and go home. It's right there in your neighborhood.
And you can walk to the gym. Not people can say they can do that.
Exactly.
Right? So,
listen, it's awesome. Have you ever thought about maybe doing that as an outside business one day?
I mean, it's definitely a nice thing. You know, for me personally, I do like having a lot of variety of how I can implement fitness and things like that. And Torch is obviously a great company, so you know, they've done a lot of things, and Valley Living is massive, and they do a lot of other great things for complexes. So it's kind of a nice thing that I've got right now.
I think it's also for it's a good business idea in general, and that's why I asked, because I feel like for people who may not have a gym already set up, they could offer a service to where they do that, you know, as a way to set up themselves. Not that I'm steering you guys away from Torch Fitness. I'm just saying, I love the blueprint of it, and it's awesome.
Yeah, the owners of Torch, and before the full connection with Valet, I mean, they're just an amazing company, and you know, they do a lot of social media stuff too, and they really have created a fantastic platform for people. So they're great.
Yeah, I agree. So I know we talked about you work at UNC Health.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do there?
So there I'm a personal trainer mm-hmm. there. So I get kind of get the benefit of having kind of a hospital system. So there's people that have need a lot of attention. They haven't maybe ever done exercise. Maybe they're being just discharged for something. But it's also just a facility that has much higher end staff
mm-hmm.
Than you might find professionally, I should say, or educationally,
mm-hmm.
Compared to some of the like $5-$10 gyms that you might go to.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, it's not $5 or $10 for a monthly membership. So, you know, that's that is definitely a benefit to be able to go somewhere for relatively inexpensive.
Definitely.
But for UNC at UNC Wellness, we have almost everybody, all the trainers there have master's degrees in okay. exercise science. So you definitely have a little bit of a higher education background
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
there. So that's what I do over there.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. So do you have a degree in medicine or
so fitness? Yes. So my undergrad is in health fitness.
Health fitness, okay.
Yep. So awesome. It kind of falls under the exercise science, kinesiology. There's so many different names mm-hmm, mm-hmm. for this kind of stuff. but yes. Basically it's exercise science. And my master's is through rehab science, so okay. exercise, but with a focus in rehab science.
So where did you go for your undergrad?
So undergrad, I went to East Carolina. Yeah,
so
were I'm a pirate.
Were you partying a lot in East Carolina? I know they're a party school.
Any school can be a party school.
You're right about that.
If you make it a party school, it can be a party school.
Yeah. So were you one of the ones that went to class and studied hard, or it was like?
That was the reason I picked ECU in the original mm-hmm. was for the I wanted to go to PT school or physical therapy school. So that was the main reason that I chose East Carolina. Later I found out that it was known as party school.
But that was quite the main course.
I enjoyed college. Mm-hmm. I did. Mm-hmm. But I made sure that because it was such a. It was such a focus of mine to be able to get to whether it was that level of physical therapy or if it was, you know, just being really, really knowledgeable about the body and how it moves.
Mm-hmm.
That was my main focus. But, you know, I still enjoyed college.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, college was fun.
You can
fun.
Read between the lines if you want to, so.
Yeah, listen, everybody's been there. I've been
right?
there.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit I partied a lot. I went to UNC Greensboro, and so...
Yep.
Greensboro, pretty party. It's a party town as well. A&T is
yeah.
down there,
again,
so
you can make it
need.
If you want it. Yep.
Yeah. So, yep. But it was fun, and I enjoyed it. I mean, it was what it was.
Yep.
I'm older now. I'm just trying to
yeah.
keep forward in life
That's
and
right.
not party as much, not drink as much.
Yeah.
So, I know when we first started, you asked me, what do you want to focus on the most, and I know for women, this is for mm-hmm. our women out there who really want to know how to shape the buttocks, I will say it mm-hmm. somewhat, or do they call it glutes?
Well, glutes are the muscles, so. You
glutes.
Can, there you go.
And the muscles.
Well, the glutes are the muscles.
Glutes yeah, are the muscles.
In the butt, yeah.
Gotcha. So glutes and thighs, that is like our main thing, and then the core, the abs,
sure.
getting it right.
Sure.
But my main concern, since this is my podcast and I want to know, what are some key workouts that you think are like pivotal for somebody trying to gain in those areas?
Sure. Well, I mean, there's, so the kind of the one thing that I like to say is, so you're talking about gaining. One little caveat I'll throw in there is there's no such thing as spot reduction.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you work certain areas doesn't mean you're going to lose in that area.
Okay.
All right. Now on the flip side, if you want to gain, you have to work that area, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, social media, right? So everything's out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can find pretty much any Instagram exercise model, and they're probably doing some kind of glute or quad. Quads or hamstrings or thigh muscle workouts.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you'll see a lot of people doing things like a lot of lunges,
mm-hmm.
A lot of squats, a lot of hip, like you can call them hip thrusts or hip bridges,
mm-hmm.
Barbell bridges, things like that. Basically anything where you're pushing the leg kind of down and away from you. that's going to be a quad and a glute exercise.
Okay.
So now the problem with some of those is that, yes, the movement might look correct, but people might be engaging things like their lower back or, you know, other muscles that they're not intending to do, which people who end up doing a lot of lower body exercises and too often can end up with, you know, lower back pain, stress, anything like that. So, and then we get into that kind of like, I call it the Kardashian sway, where that lower back is so arched and it's so fake. Because they're trying to throw their hips back and you know, have that look without actually, you know, earning it, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we kind of force that position, that's where we start to get into those like lower back pain or the sciatica that you're talking about, where we pinch nerves and things like that. So, if you're going to do the exercises, you got to make sure you feel it in the right spot.
Not the wrong spot.
Right.
Right about that.
Yeah.
So I've heard that like when you stand, your back should be straight up and down or have a little curve, but like those who like the curve is like that, which makes their butt look bigger,
right?
They say that's not how your back is supposed to be.
So honestly, this is where Google is a good thing.
Yeah.
So if you Google you know, anatomical spine or spine, you know, you're going to notice that the spine itself has a very natural from the side has a very natural kind of like a W curve, honestly. So it's not a completely straight, like a stick, right?
Yeah.
So we don't want a straight, like a literal straight back.
Yeah.
We want a flat, like a flat back when we're doing certain exercises, but that doesn't mean, again, like you're completely flat.
Okay.
So you want to have the natural curve in it rather than a rounded lower back or an arched lower back. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a little bit of a bend in the low back.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of opens back up through the kind of the chest and the mid back area. And then when it goes up to your neck, it's going to curve back in. So it should have a very natural curve.
Mm-hmm.
So Google's a great way to kind of see what a natural spine should look
like.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So yeah, you want to have what's neutral is what the kind of the verb or the terminology is a neutral spine. But yeah, you're not going to ever be, hopefully you're not ever going to be like completely straight up and down like a rod.
Would that make you probably couldn't walk, right?
Yeah. And it would be probably pretty painful, actually, over a period of time.
You know, I think that happened to me one time. I was working out, doing like a boot camp workout.
Mm.
And I know people tell me this all the time, I shouldn't have done it. But like there was this, it was a boot camp, but it was a bootleg workout because the person did not show us like how to, like how you show with me, like how to do it the safe way.
Right.
And so we had the, what are they called?
Like
the
dumbbell or kettlebells?
Kettlebells. And so like, you know, when you're lifting this up, so you lift, you go under a rope, you come back up.
Oh yeah.
There's no stretching involved and things like that.
Right.
So my back felt like it was like straight up and down. It's painful.
Yeah, especially if you're adding weight to it. You know, you got to learn the movement
before
you add too much weight to it. So
yeah, I couldn't walk. I was like out for 3 days, and I'm like, how in the world did one workout take me out for 3 days? I had to lay straight on my back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got into the female. So if you want to know what you need to do, rewind the tape and see what you need to do to get those glutes and those thighs how you want them.
Yeah.
Now let's move into the guys. What are some of the workouts that you enjoy doing, you personally enjoy doing yourself to gain muscle in the areas that a man would, or I guess you want?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all about goals. You
know,
I mean, if you want to gain muscle, then, you know, there's proper ways to do that. So there's, you know, the right amount of reps, right amount of sets, right amount of rest period between it. So, you know, if you're thinking about gaining muscle, male or female, honestly, you know, that you're thinking anywhere between like 8 to 12 reps of an exercise.
Okay.
And it's all about volume. So you want to do higher amounts of sets. So like in the 3 to 5 set range. Sometimes you may even see more than that. It can get a little much if you go past like 5 sets, but make sure you're warm before you do those. And then you shouldn't be able to complete 12 reps. So you want to be able to do 8. Getting to 12 is tough or impossible, but you don't lose form, right? So
gotcha.
You don't want to force through something just to finish a set if you're like all over the place trying to force a weight up, right? So that's where the increase of injury goes up, mm-hmm. or the risk of injury goes up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know, if you're thinking like, you know, bodybuilder status compared to just general like overall muscle tone, you got to do individual muscle exercises. So mm-hmm. like very basic example, but like a bicep curl.
Yeah.
Right. And there's certain ways that you can rotate your wrist or rotate your forearm that's going to target the bicep a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to give you more of the actual muscle growth if you start targeting a little bit more muscle.
Mm-hmm.
That's why bodybuilders have very different routines compared to like those who are doing general fitness and, you know, total body type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do more isolating exercises. So biceps, triceps, deltoids, you know, very, very intricate and interesting looking exercises.
Mm-hmm.
But because they're trying to target very specific areas. So,
that's the reason. Okay.
Yeah. But you know, it always comes down to how you're programming, how many reps, how many sets,
mm-hmm.
how much rest period do you have? So, and that's called muscle hypertrophy.
Muscle hypertrophy.
Yeah. Yeah. So
learned a new word today.
Hypertrophy, put it together, hypertrophy. It's muscular.
Hypertrophy.
Mm-hmm.
I like that word.
Yeah. So that's
how many syllables is that? Hypertrophy.
Yeah. You got four. So, but that's, so again,
no, that's awesome.
Yeah. And that's another thing, you know, if people want to know like exact, like a little bit more to it, then you can Google that.
Mm-hmm,
you can
mm-hmm.
Google muscular hypertrophy workouts and that should help out a little bit. But again, you know, you should know yourself before you go into something crazy.
Exactly. So, yeah. Exactly. Always.
Yeah.
In anything, not mm-hmm. just fitness.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
All right. So, now let's kind of get off of, fitness and like physical, and now let's get more into even like your eating habits,
yeah.
the types of foods that I just want to read a fact just because I want to bring awareness. Of course, that's what you guys know I love to do because we are the number one in inspirational, cultural, and social awareness podcasting. I only aspire to inspire you, cultivate you, make you socially aware. So let's get to what makes us socially aware. Yeah. According to the Controlled Disease Center's Division of Diabetes Translation, I know y'all like, why she have to read that whole thing? Because mm-hmm. I don't want anybody sitting here saying that I just threw a random number out and I'm just randomly making things up over people's lives. I'm not. Studies show that 9.4% of Americans have diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't really sound accurate. 9.4 seem like it'd be more.
So you would think it would be more, but that's only the people that are actually diagnosed. So there's a lot of people out there that are they have it, either don't care to go get checked or just haven't actually gone to get checked, or maybe they don't have the resources for that as well. So that's another issue.
Yeah.
But that's just the people that are actually, I would consider, or that are considered to be diagnosed with diabetes.
Right. That's now, still a big number though.
Oh yeah. I mean, for sure. I mean, there's other diseases out there that are, you know, of course much higher percentages.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the majority of, especially if you're talking about type 2 diabetes, the majority of those are because of whether it's weight or, you know, just behaviors, whether it's lack of exercise or poor eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of goes back to earlier where it's, you know, is it knowledge? Is it care?
Right.
So,
yeah, it's a lot of factors that go into that.
Yeah.
For me, my biggest focus is like my eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
Like what are some suggestions for the way we should eat to kind of keep that number, that risk of getting diabetes?
Sure. Well, I mean, if you're talking about food, so I'm not a dietitian. So, you know, I always say, you know, if you have the resources, it's one of the easiest things that you can do is just go see an actual registered dietitian.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big difference. So just so you know, there's a big difference between a nutritionist and a registered dietitian.
What's the difference? I need to know.
Yeah, so a registered dietitian actually has to go through a licensure exam.
Mm-hmm.
So they're certified or licensed within the state. So some states have different different exams or different levels
mm-hmm.
That they have to go to. So a nutritionist is somebody who is, it's kind of self-titled in a way. Mm-hmm. They might have a lot of background, but they haven't done that level of certification to be a registered actual practicing person.
Gotcha.
So you think of like a nurse practitioner, you know, they've got to a level and taken certain certifications or certain levels of testing mm-hmm. to be that title.
Right.
So registered dietitian is considered more knowledgeable on the medical side of it, typically than your nutritionist. So that's a pretty big difference, and a lot of times the verbiage gets mixed in and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So there is a pretty big difference there.
Yeah, that is.
So something to kind of keep in mind. A lot of people don't know that you're actually able to, depending on your health insurance, health insurance will cover nutrition visits. Mm-hmm. And to the point we're talking about diabetes, if it's diagnosed, then almost all people have the opportunity to go, and it gets billed to insurance. So it's not completely out of pocket, which is nice. Mm-hmm, you know, it's mm-hmm. so it's something that people don't know that they have the ability to do under their insurance plan, is they can actually go see a dietitian for whatever their plan provides in regards to visits. But from my point of view, so
it doesn't have to be factual, just like what you think.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you think about diabetes, it's all about blood sugar, all right? Mm-hmm. So blood sugar, the biggest things that jump our blood sugar up are, I say carbs with a very grain, like a grain of salt, no mm-hmm. pun intended there. Mm-hmm. But carbs are the things that have a lot more of an effect on blood sugar. Mm-hmm. But anything that's added sugar, candies, sodas, anything like that are mm-hmm. going to be the bigger things that fluctuate blood sugar a lot. Mm-hmm. So
that makes sense.
So, you know, the biggest thing, it's kind of a cliche, but eating clean as much as possible.
Yeah.
And if you aren't sure about your blood sugar, go have a physical.
Yeah,
everybody
definitely.
Should have a physical. Please get your annual physicals.
Yeah.
Even if you think you're healthy or you don't have all these side effects or things like that, just go get it.
Yeah.
It can catch things. It can do definitely. A lot of stuff. You know, even if you're like in your 30s or in your 20s and you think you're healthy, you very well may be, and that would be great.
Yeah.
But life changes a lot from age 22 to 34. So you gotta
most definitely.
You gotta make
things
sure
things have definitely changed for me.
Yes. So but eating clean is one of the biggest things, and that just means, you know, less processed stuff. I mean, you hear it all the time.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just being a little bit more aware of what you're putting in your body. Mm-hmm. There's so many things out there, but you know, it's just having a balance. You know, there's three different things. There's proteins, there's fats, and there's carbs. Those are your macronutrients. Mm-hmm. So depending on your goals, whether you want to gain muscle, where you want to lose weight, whether you have medical concerns, you know, having the right percentages of each of those can make a huge difference mm-hmm. in regards to your progress. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm an exercise person, but you can't out-train a poor diet. You just can't do it. So.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, when you say balance, like for me, it's tough because I'm so used to eating certain types of foods.
Sure.
Like, and granted, I am a working woman, so like it's hard for me to always want to come home and cook. Mm-hmm. And I know they say meal prep. So with me, I'm not going to lie, I do eat processed food, but I try to balance. Like I try to cook mm-hmm. at least 2 to 3 days out the week,
right.
and then 2 days out the week I may eat out.
Yeah.
Do you think that could cause like issues if you kind of have a balance in that?
I mean, if at least you're being aware of it, then it's obviously a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least trying to or thinking about it or whatnot. Genetics kind of do play a little bit of a role in that too, you know.
Yeah.
Depending on your ethnicity background or male, female,
mm-hmm.
There's genetic background that makes people more prone to certain things.
Yeah.
So.
It runs in my family, and it's a concern because, like, my grandma has, I think, type 2. My uncle just found out he has diabetes. Mm-hmm. He's, like, 50, maybe, like, 54.
Mm-hmm.
Or 55, and I don't really know anyone else. Well, no, some of my aunts have diabetes. Sure. So I'm like concerned because I'm like, I need to make sure I don't have it. And there's also a thing such as pre-diabetes that people don't know about, which I feel like, you know, that's why you go to the doctor, because they can at least detect, okay, you are not diabetic, but you're pre-diabetic. So you still have a chance to move out of that. And I'll just be truthful. I was diagnosed with pre-diabetes. Mm. And they showed me the result, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I got diabetes. But no, not to make light of diabetes, but that's really how I feel. Yeah.
Some people need a little bit of that kind of like, that scare,
like,
saying you do.
Get it together. You know, so, you know, I started eating. One of the things I read up on is almonds. Almonds are really good for diabetes, of working out for sure, drinking plenty of water, staying away from sugared foods. Mm. I try not to drink soda, eat candy. Mm-hmm. I need to get back to eating my almonds. I've been slipping and working out, but I'm starting back. And I feel like it helped me because my glucose level, I think, was like, it might have been like 117. Mm-hmm. I think that's between that 5 and 7 mark.
Okay.
And then I got it, when I went back to the doctor, it was down to like 107.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have to be back between, you have to be lower than 106 glucose in order to be out of the pre-diabetic range.
Yeah, yeah, you want to be, I mean, the ideal is to be under 100
total
for that. But yeah, that pre-diabetic does have a, you know, a little bit higher range.
Yeah.
Just outside of like the ideal. So,
And you can prevent from going into diabetes if you're able to get that detected early on.
Sure.
And move out of that range.
Right.
Then, you know, when you're diabetic, it's rough. You know, it's tough at that point.
And a lot of people think that, you know, if you're going to throw exercise into it, you know, honestly, strength training has a much larger effect on controlling blood sugar or controlling the insulin sensitivity in the blood, which helps to take the glucose out of the system.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, incorporating strength training in conjunction with your kind of cardio, or even just if it's just walking, just general walking or whatever, is doable for each person. You know, strength training really helps with the insulin sensitivity to help manage that that blood sugar a lot easier.
That's good
to
know.
It's a pretty significant jump.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I need to do more of that. I encourage everybody to just, if you don't do nothing but go for a walk for 10-15 minutes.
100%.
It's better than sitting down. I think the thing about these illnesses is that our organs they're like supposed to be like floating objects, and that's how I picture it. I'm not a doctor. I know nothing about health. Do not think that I do. But this is my thought. It's like they're not floating, but like they should have some flow in them.
I mean, you think about excess weight. You know, there's any extra that you have is just kind of, you know, compressing on the organs. So you want them to be as, I say fluid, but you know, you want to be able to move easily. I mean, they're very compact in your body, but you don't want to add any extra. You know, it's like taking a balloon and like trying to shove them into a bin rather than, you know, keeping them nice and loose and, you know, some space to move freely or pump freely, or you know, not put any extra weight on veins and arteries and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I completely agree. Yeah, and then like even like the cells that, you know, move in our body, like. And so when you're not working out, it just kind of causes those cells to kind of just stop working.
You're not asking them to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, so it technically is like use it or lose it. You know, your body's goal is to be as efficient as possible, whether it's with calorie burn or just cellular production or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not telling your body that you need it.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and I feel so much better, more energized, and like you think more clear. So, thank you for giving those tips, because I think it's heavy, specifically in the African American community.
Mm-hmm. It's a higher rate.
Yeah, it's a higher rate. And again, like you said, it could be genetics. It could just be that we like to eat certain types of foods.
Yeah, there's definitely a social aspect in that for sure. You know, there's enough to say that there is kind of a genetic disposition for it, but that doesn't mean that, you know, habits can't be modified or adjusted in small manners,
right,
to make some benefits.
Right, because they didn't say you're going to get it. It just means you have a higher risk.
Exactly.
So if you follow, you know, that regimen,
mm-hmm,
we can beat it in, mm-hmm, any other illness. So I'm gonna let you.
Yeah, sure.
So we are getting ready to play a game, and I think this will be a really good way to get to know how you think. Maybe some parts that I didn't get to pull out. We talked about where you work, Torch Fitness. Let them get a good vision, mm-hmm, vision, yep, of the,
yeah,
shirt. Also, UNC Health. We talked, yep, about you work there, where you went to school, why your interests are what they are, and also just anything that you know in general about fitness.
Yeah.
But now we're gonna kind of get into like the weird side of Stephen Reese, like,
okay,
just to see. How does he really think?
All right. Let's do it.
We are getting ready to play Would You Rather. All right? Take your time.
Okay.
Answer this question.
All right. I'll think about it.
Because the people are listening.
Okay. I got it.
Would you rather eat the gum off your shoe, the bottom of your shoe,
mm-hmm,
or you've been walking all day on?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Or walk 6 miles at one time?
Oh, easy. Absolutely walk 6 miles at a time. Actually, I just got back from a 5 mile hike on Saturday.
Oh my gosh,
so there you
go. I asked the wrong question. You're like the fitness guy. Like, I should know, like,
yeah,
you're not.
Oh no, I would
have a problem with that.
Absolutely walk, for sure.
I think I'd have to take that walk.
Yeah.
I have to take that walk.
Yeah.
I'm not eating no gum off the bottom of my shoe.
No.
I'm good.
No.
I need to walk in with my big fat self. Anyway, okay. So you would rather walk. Okay, that was a safe
Completely.
One.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna heat it up.
Okay.
Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have skin that changes color based on your emotions?
Mm-hmm.
Or tattoos appear all over your body depicting what you did yesterday?
Do the tattoos stay or do they go away like every day?
They go away.
Okay.
But they're there to like remind you of yesterday.
Hmm. Because they both tell you So one's how you're feeling. So I would probably skin color change.
Skin color change?
How you're feeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I don't know if I want that to stay with me.
I know.
From the day before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some things you just want to forget so you can move on.
I'm gonna be deep. So the color changing is how you're feeling now.
Mm-hmm.
The tattoos is what happened in the past. So.
Right. Let's stay in.
Look at that.
We know.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I talked about that in one of my episodes, how you got to forget about yesterday. Yeah. Today's a new day. Move mm-hmm. forward. Do
yep.
what you got to do.
Yep. You can learn from yesterday, but you can't do anything about it.
Can't do anything about it.
Yep.
Can't even bring it back. So.
Yep. That's right.
See?
There you go.
All right. Would you rather randomly travel, time travel, mm-hmm. 20 years, forward or backwards?
Okay.
Every time you fart.
Okay.
Every time you fart.
I'm nervous about this next one.
Or teleport to a different place on Earth, whether it's land. It'll be on land, not water.
Okay.
Every time you sneeze.
One's a little more controllable than the other, but I don't know. I think I'd probably rather teleport, actually.
To a different place?
Yeah.
Every time you sneeze?
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
I'm all about trying to look at different places.
Yeah. And I mean, 20 years ahead means I'll be like 48.
Mm-hmm.
So I still want to be young.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go back to like 8.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like when life was boring.
Right.
So now I'm with
yeah.
you.
No, it'd be nice to see different places.
Yeah. Okay.
Force myself to sneeze then.
All right, the next one. Would you rather eat a sandwich made from 4 ingredients in your fridge, chosen at random? So we're going to say you were blindfolded
mm-hmm.
at random.
Mm-hmm.
Or eat a sandwich made by a group of your friends. So think about like how your friends would trick you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From 4 ingredients in your fridge and you don't know what they're putting in there.
I'd like to say that I would trust them. to do that. I think it depends on which friends you ask to do that, mm-hmm. but I would probably have to go with that one. I would probably have to say, you know, I would trust people that know me to not completely like do something ridiculous like a wasabi mayonnaise,
yeah,
soy sauce,
exactly,
kind of nonsense. So
mustard with pickle juice.
Yeah, I would trust them. I would trust them.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of obscurity in the fridge, so I would.
That's good that you would, mm-hmm. that you could trust your friends, because you know some people. So.
Yeah,
some they people can't dress.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So shout out to Steven's friends.
Yeah.
if you're watching,
mm-hmm.
he trusts you guys.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. Would you rather never be able to wear pants, or never to be able to wear shorts?
Like long pants or pants in general? Are we talking like long pants?
Pants. Any kind of pants.
Okay. Or never be able to wear shorts.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta wear shorts.
Gotta wear shorts. Life. Even if it's cold outside?
I would rather that than wear pants in the summer.
Yeah.
Can't handle that.
That's miserable.
That's like,
but what if it's snowing steam. Outside and you have to wear shorts?
I can run.
Listen, I know that's right.
Warm.
Get in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if it's hot in the building and outside, mm-hmm. and you got pants on.
Yeah, it's might have that's terrible.
You might pass out.
Yeah, that's we'll not a good
that.
Story.
No. Yeah. No, not at all. All right. Last question.
All right.
Dum, 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 dum. would you... Oh, I did not mean to do that.
Yeah.
Would you rather have to go to work and sleep overnight,
mm-hmm.
for 3 months so you'd never get to come home?
Okay.
Or travel to Mars for 3 months?
Hmm. By myself?
By yourself.
Hey.
A lot of solo time.
I mean, I like my solo time, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
No, I think I'd like to stay on Earth, actually.
Be around some people you can recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Some things you can recognize. Mm-hmm. You're not like
food, water, yeah. You know, those kinds of things.
Yeah, things we need to stay in life. Don't know what's up there. You know, there
I mean,
was
it's intriguing, I'd say, you know, just to like see what it is, but
mm-hmm.
not knowing in 3 months, no, I don't know if I can do that.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. I'm probably not going to Mars. Yeah. There was like a, wasn't there like a thing that you would sign to say in certain years from now you would go to Mars or something like that?
Everything's out there. I'm sure there was something.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was like Elon Musk and Tesla trying to, or Tesla, what's his company name? SpaceX,
mm-hmm.
where he was saying that you could go to Mars, I think. Yeah, mm-hmm. he was developing some kind of travel thing for that. But,
mm-hmm. Nothing really. I never heard nothing else about it, but like I was like, who goes? And I think you would sign to live there for a long time, either for the rest of your life. I think.
I remember. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm
I
like,
heard that.
No, mm-hmm. I'm good. Because I don't know what's up there.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay. Well, that is my last topic for today.
All right.
I appreciate you for coming on.
Absolutely.
This has been an awesome conversation.
Sure.
We've learned so many things.
Yeah.
I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. I want to give you an opportunity for any social media that you want people to be able to find you on, or find your company that you work for on.
Yeah. So so my Instagram is @positivitysteve. That's my tag, and you know, personal stuff on there too, but I do use it for the classes and stuff that I teach, and just every once in a while, you know, have a little story or something that I want to get out, so I'll usually post something in there. Plus I got pictures of dogs, so you know, everybody loves dogs.
Nothing wrong with that.
If you love dogs, you can come see my stuff. And I'm not a Twitter guy.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Twitter guy.
I'm not either.
So
I haven't been on Twitter in years.
Yeah.
Literally.
So Instagram's probably the best place to go for that.
Okay.
You know, and then the Torch is @TeamTorch, and then of course @ValetLiving is the other one for the company. And I'm on Facebook, so you know.
Awesome.
It's pretty straightforward there, Steven Reese.
Steven Reese?
Yeah.
He has a ring too. I like your name.
Yeah, it flows well. It flows well.
Yeah.
My parents did well.
They did. They did. well, that concludes the show. As you all know, you can find me on Instagram at MISSLA_RAE_podcast. On YouTube, you can find me on MISSLA_RAE podcast. And you know that I always put my link to Spotify and Apple Podcasts. But I'm also on other. Yeah, so let me sit back. I can cut all this out.
Yeah,
so that concludes the podcast. Thank you for joining us. As you guys know who are watching visually, you can subscribe, like, and comment. You will see those three things that I would love for you to do to support me below. Also, the link that I put in my podcast episode, please click on those links. You will be able to access my podcast through Apple Podcasts. If you need the Spotify link, please feel free to let me know. I always share both links with a lot of people. But if anybody says, hey, I need to get the link from Spotify, let me know and I'll send that to you as well. Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, we are Miss Lyra Podcast, the number one in, can you do the number one with me? The number one inspirational, cultural, and social awareness podcasting. And I only aspire to inspire you, cultivate you, and socially aware you. All right. Love you all. All right.
Good deal.
That was good.
Yeah.